Last weekend, just a taste, we get a bunch of marquee matchups, three top 10 matchups in college football this weekend, now less than a week away from the start of the NFL season. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on the BetMGM network every Friday during the football season. We're bringing our friend Kelly in Vegas at Kelly in Vegas on X of Wager Talk and the Kelly and Murray Show, among many other things. What's going on, Kelly?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Life is good. I hit Cincinnati last night. I woke up this morning just chuckling. CT Betts and I joined the college football contest there at the Westgate in Las Vegas. And so did I with like five other people. And then I've got my own entry. And I said, all right, CT, like you like Buffalo. I like Cincinnati. We both kind of lean USF. Do we just want to wait, right? Like, do we need to just jump the gun, put in all seven plays right now? And I said, you know, if we don't put in these three plays, they're going 3-0, right? So I woke up this morning, just had to laugh. That's how it goes, right? I mean, you never cash a ticket that you don't make. So we're starting off the season strong, he and I.
We also had that same scenario. My guy, Matt, him and I have done contests for years together. He's out of Chicago. And he's like, I like one of these Friday games, but I don't know. And I'm like, let's not lock anything in. Let's wait. So we had a couple games yesterday. We were going to put Cincinnati in because it's very tough to get to seven that we like.
Yeah, of course.
So we ended up kind of using this strategy. And I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know yet. I guess we'll find out. We have two entries at 500 a pop. So we need to pick seven and seven. We decided to take the four that we like the most, put the four in each one, and then just pick three solo and three solo. So essentially, we're keying four games and then picking six others, three and three. I don't know if that's a good strategy, but that's our plan week number one.
Yeah, I mean, four out of my six entries, I used Cincinnati. So I was, when CT was like, hey, do we want to force these three Thursday plays, even though we don't have our other seven, right? So we actually had the three, but then it was like, do we want to add Tennessee? Okay, Ohio State's now a bad number. It's 2.5 in the contest line. Do we want to force that? And so we just said, hey, we're going to opt out. And I go, you know, we're going 3-0. That's just how it works. I think sometimes you think long, you think wrong.
Before we jump in on your plays for this weekend, where are you contest-wise? I know you've got a lot going on. I entered your college football survivor ones that you've got over on Splash. You were just talking about the ones at the Westgate. And then, of course, there's NFL. Got to hit those. I assume that you've got everything hammered out, exactly how many contests you're doing. How many are you in on right now?
I would have to count. So one of the good things about Splash and that I love that they bought Office Football Pool and Run Your Pool is now I'm not on three separate websites. Everything is there together. And it gives you a big red line that's like your picks are missing. So I do love that now everything is orderly versus like me having a spreadsheet before and then I would like exit off. Now it's all together there, and then it's all together on the proxy website. So I've got 15 or 20 on Splash. I mean, I just signed up for six entries in their $2.5 million guaranteed survivor with my buddy Steve because he's like, Kelly, there's going to be a huge overlay. We have to do it. It's the same reason why we did one in Circa. CT and I did one in the Circa survivor. CT, John Murray's good friend from high school, Joff, and I did one in the Westgate Survivor, the $5,000 one. Of course, I got into the Super Contest. And then I've got six college football there at the Westgate. You mentioned the contest that I'm putting on myself. My college football one, ATS filled while I was in Ireland. So I didn't even get to sign up for my own contest.
Oh, wow.
So I had to create a new one. I created a new $100 one. I did get in the $500 one. So if you don't get a chance to fly out to Vegas and you want to get into a higher stakes college football contest, I think there's almost 40 of us in the one now, which is just a little over $20,000 in prizes. So keep that one going for another 24 hours. And then, of course, John and I have the mini losers. Sammy P's in that group chat. There's some play on words there where you have to pick a loser every single week. Like you can't just play against the Saints and the Browns and, you know, every other godforsaken bottom feeder team in the NFL every single week. Now you can only use them one time. So it's kind of interesting. I've got my survivor spreadsheets done, but my mini loser spreadsheet is literally completely backwards. And I think it's going to be tougher than picking winners.
Kelly in Vegas, addicted to contests. You heard it here.
Yes.
That's what. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need your thoughts on Carolina. I know that this is not a game that you may have a bet on, but Belichick, Jordan Hudson, Michael Lombardi, the GM, nobody's betting Carolina here. In the summer, UNC was -1.5. I see TCU as high as 4 right now at Chris. A lot of 3.5 here. I don't know if there's a bet to be made, but just your general thoughts on what we're going to see from Carolina early. Does anybody know?
That's kind of the thing, right? So I have a company called The Gold Sheet that Wager Talk owns, and I was reading their write-up on this game because, much like you, Sammy, I didn't have a big opinion here. And one of the things that they said, and I was like, wow, outside of Jordan Hudson, it's been really, really quiet since Bill Belichick got to North Carolina. And I'm not sure what to make of that, right? If we're not hearing anything good or bad, how do you dissect this team? We can talk about Sonny Dykes. We can talk about the TCU Horned Frogs. They're going to return a lot of guys. I don't know, man. TCU has been kind of one of those up and down teams since joining the Big 12. But I do think the Frogs kind of going on this early trip east, not really getting a lot of respect here. North Carolina catching 3.5 at home. I've even seen 4s pop up. I can tell you this. CT Betts played North Carolina in our pick 7 there at the Westgate. I said, fine, definitely not going to lay it here with the Horned Frogs on the road.
All right, Kelly, let's get to your official plays of the weekend. And we start with the biggest game of the weekend with a bang on Saturday morning. Texas, Ohio State, a big move in the side portion yesterday. What are you thinking as far as the Buckeyes and the Horns?
I'm sure you guys saw the tweet. Why did it move so much? Oh, wait, our buddies at Circa took $500,000 bet on Texas. I did the show with John Murray last night. I said, John Murray, the whole world's on Texas. And he says, not so fast. Let me look into it. Pulls up his sheet and he goes, all right, Kelly, the whole world's on Texas. The Joes and the pros, in fact, are on Texas. And I said, well, I still like Ohio State. I did not play them in. I did lock them in Wednesday night when the Lions came out, I think in 2 of the contests. Pam and I agreed on Ohio State. And our good friend Joey Cheese and I agreed on Ohio State, Sammy P. So he and I are on it. But look, it's a bad number, 2.5 in the contest. I'm not playing it in any other contest at this point in time. I'm just going to sit back and see where this one goes. I like Ohio State in this spot. One of the big things about week one that I like to do is fade a bunch of narratives. What are the narratives? Arch Manning. He's the second coming of which one? His uncle or his other uncle? I'm not sure which one. But if he was so good, why did he sit on the bench the last 2 seasons? Why did Steve Sarkisian not play him when he had multiple opportunities to do so? When was Quinn Ewers better? Possibly. There's a lot of hype surrounding this Texas team. And as much as Arch Manning doesn't think the target isn't on their back, it is. Lots of chatter about a shaky quarterback situation there for the Buckeyes. But the Buckeyes are no different than the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Texas of the world. They're just going to reload as well. I think the home environment there for this game is going to be absolutely rocking. I like the Buckeyes. I'm a little mad I locked them in -1.5 earlier in the week, but it is what it is. I still think that they win this one by a touchdown or more.
Best bet number 1, Ohio State. Best bet number 2 is in Notre Dame, Miami. We are heads up here. It's Kelly in Vegas against Bet Sweats. You're on the favorite here on the road?
Yeah, I know. And I locked it in at 2.5. We're seeing 3s. We're going to see what happens here come kickoff. But here, guys, what did we do every single week last year? We bet against Mario Cristobal. I should have cashed so many money line tickets against this defense. It wasn't even funny. But they had a guy named Cam Ward, you know, the first round draft pick, that somehow pulled games out of his you know what. Last year, Miami had the benefit of not playing a single ranked team during the regular season. This is a Notre Dame team that I think is getting absolutely and utterly overlooked. 17-8-1 all time in this series. They're returning 14 starters. And you know what Notre Dame has done for me? They've proven that they can win some big games, at least as of late. Miami, 1-13 straight up, 3-11 against the spread versus top 10 teams since 2010. I get it. Mario Cristobal is different. Things are different this time around. Well, guess what? He's never had back-to-back double-digit win seasons in his career. I think the Irish absolutely obliterate this team. I could see them winning by 10.
Whew, double digits. All right. With Kelly in Vegas every Friday here on BetSweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. with you. All right, help me out with your third pick. I've been staring at this game all week. I'm glad it's on your card. Tennessee-Syracuse. Big picture, I don't like either team this year. But you do have a play on the game. What are you thinking?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, yes, it's a neutral site game, right? They're going to be in Atlanta, just a little bit south here. But why on earth are we not getting any love for Tennessee? The whole world loves Syracuse here. And I'm not quite understanding why. ACC teams, 3-15 outright against SEC teams. And we all know that I am no fan of the SEC. Syracuse, in their first game of the season, in the last 9 years, 1-8 against the spread. Are you kidding me? This is not some powerhouse Syracuse team. Sure, they performed well here and there. But overall, I think this line is ultimately very disrespectful to a Vols team who has a solid defense. And what did they do last year in non-conference? That's right. Last three seasons, 9-0 against the spread, 12-0 straight up. I think they're going to have Syracuse's number in a big way.
This used to be called the Hottie Threesome. I don't know what it's called now. I don't know if we have branding. The triple play, the triple threat, the triangle. You like to wheel. I'm assuming these are all moneyline dogs still, right?
Yes.
So what are your three moneyline dogs, and what's the payout if you have that too?
Yeah, so the payout's 28-1 if you bet it over at the Westgate Superbook. Otherwise, you're probably going to get even worse because since I filmed this yesterday morning, the lines have started to plummet, particularly on Northwestern. I think it's down to maybe even 4, 3.5 in some spots. I don't have my odds screen open right now, but I do think we're going to fade Tulane here. I know Retzlaff coming from BYU getting lots and lots of hype there for Tulane, but I was not impressed with him last year. 57.9% of his passes is what his completion rate was through 12 interceptions. Preston Stone did ride the bench last year at SMU, but now he's transferred to the Wildcats. Last time he was a starter, 3,200 yards, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions on the season. Plus, on the defensive side of the ball, the Cats return 8 starters, 8-3 against the spread as a road dog in their first week of the season, 5-0 straight up and against the spread as a dog of 6 or less points. So I like the Wildcats there. My best bet for the whole weekend is UCLA. And I understand a lot of people are buying that Utah hype once again. I don't understand why, but I see that that is what is happening. And look, Utes, fine. I will give them the defensive edge. I will give them the coaching edge to Kyle Whittingham. But I don't think it's that significant to be laying 6 points here on the road in the Rose Bowl. UCLA's defense was solid last year. They deserve a ton of credit. I think they're going to get to Devin Dampier, and this game is going to be a slugfest. Nico, there's been some arguments whether he's actually good or not. I get it. He faltered in a couple games late last year for the Vols, but he is going to improve this Bruins offense. They're going to get the running game going. They're going to be able to get the ball downfield. Give me the home edge in the Rose Bowl. The better quarterback, 5-0 against the spread as non-conference home underdogs. I like the 6 points plus the 190. And last but not least, another neutral site game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. South Carolina coming off that beautiful 9-win season. They got 12 starters back, including Heisman hopeful Lenora Sellers. But guess what? They lost their top running back. They lost their top wide receiver. And they lost their top 5 tacklers. I'm not sure South Carolina is deserving of all this hype they're getting here coming into week one. Hokies also have 12 starter back. Kyron Drones is going to have to be a little bit better than he was last year. If you remember, they lost to Vandy, finished 6-7, and they have not been good against the SEC, as you guys heard me earlier. ACC versus SEC is not great. Do I think that they can go in and win this game? This was tough. I went back and forth whether I thought they could actually get the outright win, but I think the Gamecocks are on upset alert here. They could falter and give Virginia Tech the advantage here. If Virginia Tech is able to strike offensively, I think they can actually get the outright win here on a neutral field.
We have less than 30 seconds. We won't talk to you before the NFL season opener. So that's coming up on Thursday. Will you have something on Dallas, Philly?
No. Probably not. The whole world's going to tease Philly and play them in Survivor so that they can re-up again Saturday before the cutoff. I am absolutely terrified with all this Dallas drama between Micah Parsons' injury, CeeDee Lamb getting nailed during preseason on the sidelines. I want no part of this game.
Kelly in Vegas with us every Friday here on Bet Sweats. Thank you, Kelly. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
How about it, Sam? Everybody's going to be on it for Survivor. You threw out that idea earlier on in the show.
I still might do it in one of them. I don't think it's a bad idea. Are they winning without Parsons? Without Parsons, they're going to win?
With Parsons, were they going to win? Probably not. Ends up being about a half point move, but they were kind of playing it in the middle before we got the official word of the trade yesterday. Speaking of that, Packers super fan Ryan Horvath joins us next on the BetMGM Network.